Welcome back. I'm Ian Masters. This is Background Briefing. And joining us now is Bob Samuels, who's president of the University Council and a lecturer at UCLA. He's also the author of the popular blog Changing Universities and the book New Media, Cultural Studies and Critical Theory After Postmodernity. Welcome to Background Briefing, Bob Samuels.
Thanks.
And you're up at Sacramento along with thousands of college students protesting the rising tuition costs and the escalating cuts in California's education budget. What's happened so far, and who's listening to you?
Well, there's a lot of people that are still actually inside the Capitol. They're trying to occupy the Capitol, and some are want to stay there over the night, kind of do something like Wisconsin. Meanwhile, there is a rally outside going on, and we've been lobbying, meeting with different legislators and people from the Brown administration. And so basically, you know, talking about the importance of raising revenue to support higher education in the state of California. Like 20 years ago, we were one of the most educated states in the country, and now we're at the bottom. And it really has to do with revenue, the lack of taxes, and also that we spend so much money now on prisons and health care.
So who, in terms of the legislature, and you're there occupying the rotunda, what are you hearing from the representatives, and what are you hearing from the governor?
Well, you know, what we've heard is that the governor does have a tax initiative that he wants to be voted on. It's different from the one we support. We support the millionaire tax. It would dedicate money to higher education. It would be more money than the governor's. And the governor's is going to basically tax everyone, and even people that are, you know, making very little money. And so ours, you know, taxing mostly the millionaires, we think that's the way to go. And the problem is the legislature is supporting at this point the governor. And so we might have two or three different tax initiatives out there. So the legislators are saying that they support higher education. Yes, we need more money for higher education. And they're saying that they will support a tax initiative. Right now it's the governor's. We hope that they switch to the millionaire's tax.
But every politician almost in this country and at the national level, we're hearing it, they always run on the platform, we need better education, we need a more skilled workforce, we've got to compete with the Chinese in our new global economy. Yet the first thing that they cut, particularly at the state level, is education. And I don't understand it, and I don't understand why they can't be called on this fundamental hypocrisy.
Well, usually, like California, the problem is that higher education is something that's not built into the budget, right? We have Prop 98 that funds K through 12, and there's nothing to guarantee funding to higher education. So when there's a budget cut and there's no taxes coming in, they have to cut something, so they always end up cutting higher education, and they figure, well, just let the students take out debt, let them take out loans, and you know, now it's a $1 trillion student loan market out there. And basically, no one wants to raise taxes. And what we have here in California, we hope, is the start of a reversal of the movement that started with Prop 13. We think we're going to be able to tax the millionaires. We're going to be able to start funding public education and other vital services, and we're going to cause a reversal of what happened with Prop 13. So we're trying to really reverse a 40-year war against middle-class and lower-class workers and families.
And I understand that up to 10,000 students have made their way to the Capitol. And in a morning press conference, some of the speakers from the California State Universities and the University of California campuses pointed out that the cost of attending a California State University or University of California campus has surpassed that of the top private schools such as Harvard for middle-income students.
Well, there's two things to that. One thing, yes, for middle-income students, because they get very high financial aid at Harvard. But the problem is there's no middle-class students at Harvard. I mean, it's still something like 85 to 90% of the students at the most elite universities come from the top, you know, 25% of earners in the country. And so they're still incredibly elite. But the point is basically that it's starting to become a problem, that it's becoming so expensive public education that it is cheaper to go to some private university.
So what is the, in terms of the, I guess what's going on here is that the legislature and the governor are basically taxing the parents who can afford to get their kids into California schools, both the state schools and the University of California, and this is just a backdoor way of raising revenues.
That's what it is. It's basically every time they cut taxes or they don't raise taxes and they cut higher education, it's taken out. You know, middle class students have to pay more money, and it's basically that they got loans, and so they end up paying more. And so the middle class people should wake up in California and realize they're paying more for everything because the wealthy don't want to pay taxes.
And that, and thus your millionaire's tax, right?
Exactly.
So how's that message resonating? I mean, we know we have a completely dysfunctional state government where basically it's minority rule. A handful of Republican ideologues are able to essentially paralyze the entire capital because of Proposition 13, the requirements for two-thirds majorities on the important issues of budgets and revenues and taxes. So that's only three states have that unique combination. And actually, California is, I think, alone in having that, being shackled in that way. That's the heart of the problem, isn't it, Bob Samuels?
That's about half of it. I mean, the other problem is we did pass Prop 25, and that allowed for just a simple majority of votes for the budget. And so now we don't need Republicans to pass the budget. And one of the problems is, yes, it's hard to raise revenue, but the other problem is Democrats keep on supporting budgets that cut vital services like higher education. And so we need to put pressure on both sides. But if we go to the ballot box with the initiative and the millionaire tax now, I think it's polling at like 70%, it's very popular and it has a very good chance of passing. And so I think we're going to force the legislature and the governor to do the right thing.
And this can be done without having to resort to the only means to get anything done in the state of California, which is the referendum process.
Right. We're doing a ballot initiative, and it's going to be in the November election, and right. It'll be a presidential election. We hope to bring out a lot of people. And right now, in the current situation, it's hard to get any Republicans to vote to get the supermajority, but the Democrats in the state feel because of redistricting, they're going to be able to get a two-thirds majority of Democrats. And so the goal of the legislators is to make sure that the Democrats get the two-thirds vote in the legislature, in November. And so they're concentrating on that. And they're also working with the governor on his plan.
So, again, the only way you get anything done in the state of California is through the initiative process. Whether it's for good or ill,
we only have to win like three or four seats for the Democrats to be able to have a supermajority and be able to pass taxes on their own. I don't know if they would necessarily do the right thing, but we're pretty close, and the redistricting gives a lot of Democrats the opportunity to take those seats. So it might change right there. We might have a very different politics then.
Right. But nevertheless, the initiative, the billionaires tax initiative, the millionaires tax initiative will be on the ballot by the look of it, right?
Well, yeah. Once we collect the signatures, and we're pretty sure we're going to be able to do that. And we're signing up lots of people here. Everyone's talking about it here. There's signs everywhere. There's petitions everywhere. And so this has been a really great event for that.
Well, Bob Samuels, I thank you for joining us here today and for filling us in on how People Power has showed up in Sacramento and, in that dysfunctional place where you just explained the only way to get things done is by two things, going to the initiative process, which has been...
But this is like the only hope. I mean, the left coast here, this is the only hope. So we're trying to reverse it. We're trying to tax the millionaires, and hopefully that'll happen.
Well, I thank you again, Bob.
Okay, thank you.
Again, I've been speaking with Bob Samuels, president of the University Council and lecturer at UCLA. He's also the author of the popular blog Changing Universities and the book New Media, Cultural Studies and Critical Theory After Postmodernity. We're going to take a brief station break and we'll be back talking to the author of a new book, The Lady in Gold. She's also the works for the Washington Post in Mexico City, where she's been investigating how the drug cartels are kidnapping immigrant women from Central America and turning them into the sex slave trade.
I learned a good way. I learned a good way. just wanted to take the time to thank you for that.